Hello, and welcome to What is YA Anyway? I'm your host, Emma. I'm so happy to have you here to talk about all things young adult literature. Before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and about what this podcast exactly is. I am an English graduate student currently studying at Georgetown University, and What is YA Anyway, the podcast, is my thesis project. Typically, thesis projects will be longer papers, but at Georgetown, we have the opportunity to do a creative, public-facing academic project, and I chose to do that in the form of a podcast. This podcast is going to consist of 15 episodes, and you can also find more information about each episode by going to my website, emmalouisebooks.com. On the website, I have all of the podcast episodes as well as parts of my own scholarship. So while this is a public-facing thesis focused in the form of a podcast, I do have supplemental written scholarship to go with each episode if you want more information. I have always been a huge fan of young adult literature since I read The Hunger Games when I was 12 years old, and those books made me fall in love with reading. Since then, these books have just inspired me, and they are the reason that I became an English major in the first place, so it only seemed right that I focus the culmination of my academic career on studying these books. While I have a lot of memories surrounding YA books, there is one specific one that inspired me to take up this project. I am recording this very first podcast episode on January 31st, 2023. You're probably wondering, why is that date significant? Well, today is the release date of the final book in the Shadowhunter series by Cassandra Clare. You're also probably wondering, why is that significant? Well, the Shadowhunter series is a young adult fantasy series, the first book of which came out in 2007. I have been reading these books since I was 13 years old. For context, I'm almost 24 now, so I've been reading these books for over a decade, and they have shaped me as a reader. In fact, these books were the impetus for this podcast. Little did I know it at the time. So, 10 years ago, I was reading the final book in the first Shadowhunter series. I was about 5 pages from the end of the book, and my favorite character had lost his memory. I was in an emotional wreck. I was not prepared for this book to end, and I was wondering, how is this all going to resolve in 5 pages? At this time, this exact time, my doorbell rang and my friend came over. Now, this is kind of my own fault because I knew my friend was coming over and I probably should have managed my time a little bit better, but I just had to finish this book. So when my friend walked into the room where I was reading, I held my hand up as to say, please do not speak to me. I am in the middle of what is a very significant moment. And my friend looks at me like, okay. And thankfully, they stayed quiet. So I finished the book, and I'm about 2 seconds away from exploding when they ask me in this very like blasé tone, how was it? And me, being me, absolutely obsessed with the Shadowhunters, I launched into a bookish diatribe. I am talking a mile a minute. And in the middle of my outpouring, my friend says, please stop talking. And I was like, what? And they're like, you're acting ridiculous. It's just a book and it's not even good. And I honestly felt like someone had slapped me across the face. And I'm like, have you read it? And they say, No. And at this point, I have to stifle a gasp because how would they know if they haven't even read the book? So I say, how do you know it's not good then? And my friend comes back with words that I will never forget, words that are the reason I chose this topic for my thesis. They say to me, because it's just a stupid young adult book. And from that moment on, I never brought up my stupid young adult books again. It was the very first time that I felt shame about reading a book. And that shame stuck with me. But as I entered college and I chose to be an English major, I was excited at the prospect of finding a group of people who loved young adult literature just as much as I loved young adult literature, and who I could talk about these books with without feeling shame and without someone coming back at me and saying, those books aren't worthy of your attention. Those books are just for entertainment. I wanted to find a group of scholars who would validate my interest in these books, my interest that went beyond just sitting down and reading them and enjoying them and closing them and that being the end. When I read these young adult books, like the Shadowhunter books, my mind was going a mile a minute. It was thinking about all of the incredibly intricate ways that the author was developing these characters and building this world and writing this prose that had an almost magical quality in that it was able to so fully bring me into the world. When I opened one of these books, I felt seen. I felt like, oh, so this is the power of words. And I thought that in college, I would finally be able to discuss that with a group of scholars who was also excited to dig into how young adult authors were writing these stories that found such impact, not only among young audiences, but also among an adult audience. I was excited to perform the theory that I had been doing, what little theory I had been doing in high school on these books. Because when you truly love something and you're passionate about the topic and you're doing academic research on something you're passionate about, it doesn't feel like work. In the same way that they say, choose something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Well, if you choose a book you love, then you'll never really do what feels like academic work. You'll just do something that feels like a passion project. And I had this dreamlike vision of my undergraduate career being like a passion project of research on these books. But when I got into undergrad, I did not find that. I did not find scholarship on young adult literature. Instead, I heard nothing. It was like silence on the topic. I was right back to square one in that we were only talking about the classics. We were only talking about poetry. We were only talking about the same canon of books that we always talk about. And there was no wiggle room to talk about other books. And when I brought up a young adult book or when I asked to do a theoretical paper on a young adult book, There was always a hesitancy from my professors. There was always a, are you sure? And a, can you really perform this type of work on these books? And I don't know if these books are worth talking about at all. And I knew that that wasn't the truth, but I wasn't hearing any of the scholarship being done on those books. And it got me thinking, now that I have spent the past 6 months digging into the scholarship that has been going on and hearing the conversation and having my own conversations about young adult books, it makes me wonder how my conversation with my friend that day might have been different had I known that while my YA book was being branded as stupid, there was a whole group of scholars who, yes, are small and a bit under the radar, but still there, a group of scholars doing groundbreaking research on these books. And I wonder, too, how my undergraduate years would have been different if I had been able to be an active participant in the growing academic conversation on YA. I wonder if that... No, I don't wonder. I feel fairly certain that if I had heard these conversations happening, I would not have felt the same amount of shame that I did being so excited to read these books, being so excited to talk about these books, being so excited to pick apart the intricacies of them. And I wonder now, what if I could have answered questions like, why has young adult literature so often been overlooked by scholarship that could learn from it? What can we learn by giving this category the critical attention that it rightly deserves? What work do these books do in the world? What do we miss out on when we don't study young adult literature? When we dismiss YA? And what is YA anyway? It's from those questions and from a reflection on my own career in English academia and my own experiences as a reader that my podcast, What is YA Anyway, was born. This is not your average thesis. It is a creative, public-facing academic project in the form of a limited series podcast. In this podcast, I will be talking with YA's meaning makers, its scholars, its authors, and its readers. In these episodes, what I want to do is amplify the conversation being had on young adult literature. I want to present to both young readers and academics and anyone who listens to this podcast, I want to present to them a detailed take on what makes young adult literature, but through the lens of those who know it best. I wanted to do this in the podcast format because I wanted it to be a conversation and I wanted it to be accessible. The hallmark of young adult literature is that it has accessible prose. It is writing that can be understood by the masses. That's its purpose, to be understood by the masses, to connect with young people. And to connect with young people, the writing has to be more accessible than a classic book. And There's nothing wrong with that. That is the category doing exactly what the category was made to do, and writing in that accessible format is a skill in and of itself that we are very quick to dismiss in academia and as adults. But in a podcast format, what I'm doing is mimicking that same accessible nature. A podcast is educational and entertaining. And that is exactly what I wanted this project to be. I wanted to educate people about the merits of young adult literature, and I want it to be entertaining. I want you to want to listen to these conversations, and I want you to think, wow, that was like such a fun conversation, and also, wow, I learned a lot from that conversation. In these episodes, my listeners will have access to firsthand knowledge from people who know young adult literature best. The scholars I speak to have between them over 5 decades of experience in this category. They know the history of young adult literature. They've been there for the history of young adult literature. In fact, some of them have made history. Actually, all of them have made history, and they have an incredible wealth of information about these books, and they will show you how much there is to learn from studying adult books. In my interviews with authors, you get to hear about the craft that goes into writing these narratives. There's a very specific and impressive skill set that is needed to write a successful young adult book. This is not formula fiction. These books are purposeful, they are detailed, they are outlined, and when you listen to the thought process of these authors, you're going to be astounded, and you're going to read a young adult book differently after that. Finally, we have my reader interviews. The young adult literature category is nothing without its readers. Young people are vocal about what they like, and when they attach themselves to a story, they do not let go. For instance, Harry Potter. If you were around when that was popular, then you know the power of young readership to create huge waves in culture. These books have become cultural touchstones because of the readers behind them. And we're going to talk to those readers about their experiences reading these books and why these books made an impact on them. In the end, once you've listened to the scholars, to the authors, to the readers, what I hope that you have learned and what I hope that you see is the complex nature of young adult literature. And I hope that you leave this podcast believing that these books do deserve critical attention, and that they're more than just entertainment novels written for people 12 to 18 years old. When we adopt that narrow age range based definition, we attach so many stigmas to this genre, and we also ignore the complexities of a full-fledged definition of young adult literature. It's more than just books for young adults, and the prose is more than formula fiction. It's more than just superficial entertainment. Adopting this incomplete and ill-conceived definition of the category doesn't help us answer questions about young adult literature, nor does it help us understand readership, whether that be a young adult readership or be an adult readership. Moreover, it's not an accurate representation of what young adult literature is. In order to get to that full definition, to understand how important and complex these books are, we need to talk about them. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to get to the bottom, once and for all, of the question, what is YA anyway?